Hey everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the very first episode of Cookies, Couches, and Conversation. I am your host, Mallory Pettinger, and I can't wait to become internet besties with all of you. On this show, we're going to break down friendships, family, relationships, marriage, kids, life, everything you can think of. We're going to laugh together. We're going to cry together. We're going to learn and grow together. But most of all, we're just going to have fun. Because, I mean, what is a podcast with your new internet bestie if it's not fun, right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab your favorite cookies. I want you to grab a comfortable blanket. I want you to grab your favorite drink. Have some wine for me. And then I want you to find your favorite spot on the couch. Let's get into some conversation. Okay, besties, let's talk friendships. Why is it so hard to find friends in your 30s? Like, I don't understand. What is the problem? I mean, is it because we're not kids anymore and it's a little bit easier to find friends when you're kids than when you're adults? Or is it like the individual person? Me, for example, I know a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, I get told all the time, oh my God, you're friends with everybody. And it's like, no, I'm not friends with everybody. I just know a lot of people. I am associates with a lot of people, for sure. Am I friends with them all? Absolutely not. Honestly, I can probably count the amount of friends that I actually have on just my two hands. And even with the friends that I do have, I don't ever see them. Most of the friends that I have live out of town. So the whole, oh, let me run to the store or run an errand. Let me call so-and-so and see if she wants to go. Yeah, it ain't happening. And it's not because I don't want it to happen, but it's not logistically possible. Now, I grew up in the city of Chicago. I'm 36 years old, by the way. I grew up in the city of Chicago where all my friends either stayed next door, went to the same school, whatever the case may be. But obviously at 36, that's not a thing that is happening right now. And so I moved out to the suburbs. I live here with my husband and my kids. And I've tried to make friends. And it's like pulling teeth. I thought I had one friend one time, right? This is how serious it was, right? I went as far as to tell my husband, hey, guess what? I think I might actually have somebody to hang out with. And for me, he knows that's a big deal. I don't really hang out with anybody because I don't have friends. I don't really tell him about a lot of people because I don't have friends. So for me to come home to him and say, oh my God, I really like this girl. I think that we are actually going to start a friendship. And in my head, I thought we did start a friendship, right? Because she was giving me all the same vibes. And then it was like, okay, well, let's move our relationship to the next level. Let's hang out. Like, mind blown, right? So then it started to be, okay, cool, let's hang out. Let's get something together. Let's figure out these schedules. That never happened. It's like, oh, my schedule, you know, it just kind of didn't align for that to happen, so I'm not going to be able to do it. Okay, cool. Hey, how about this? Let's do this. Let's hang out this day. Oh, actually, I can't. Something came up. I got to do something. Okay. Hey, how about this? You let me know when you can hang out. Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. Never happened. And then eventually, I found out it wasn't just the schedule that wasn't lining up. It had to have been me because this person could make time for other people, but it was always when I said I wanted to hang out, there was just never anything that can be done. And there went my most recent attempt at making friends. So frustrated. And I know it can't be me because I read on social media all the time, women my age, and it just seems like women over 30 in general have such a hard time making friends. And I don't understand what that is. Like, what is it that I'm missing or that we're apparently all missing where it's like once you hit 30 plus, making friends is just not a thing that is really going to happen. It's almost like a rare space event. Okay, once a year, this meteor shower is going to fly over and you should be able to see it. I feel like that's what making friends is for me right now. I feel like I am staring into the sky 364 days a year. And that one day is like the window that I have. And if I don't do it on that day, it's just not going to happen. Now, what I will say is that is not the first time something like that happened to me with that most recent situation. I have been ghosted many a time before. And so when that happened, it kind of just made me step back and ask myself, okay, no, seriously, what is it? Because me personally, yeah, I can be a bit of an introvert. I'm not going to go to clubs and all of that. That's just not me, and it's never been me. But I still like to have fun. I still like to get together. I still like to talk. And for some odd reason, maybe I'm just giving off something else. I really don't know. But then, like I said, as I started to read stuff on the internet and talk to people, it is very clearly not just me. So what is the problem? That situation only made me go back into the archives and start to look at stuff and say, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong? Am I trying too hard? Am I trying not enough? Do I not seem friendly at first? But then I thought about to all the people that I've met along the way, I've always been told, you know, I'm so sweet and I'm so nice. And oh my God, I look at you like a big sister. I look at you like a mom, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, okay, so I'm not mean. I'm definitely honest. And I speak my mind, but I'm not mean. And I don't give off mean vibes, especially to people I just met, because that's not who I am. When you meet me, I'm the type of person who instantly thinks, okay, I want to make them smile. I want to make them laugh because I want to make everybody feel comfortable, partially because I want you to be comfortable in a new setting around me, but also partially because I am socially awkward in a sense where I don't like awkward silences, awkward stares, and all that kind of stuff. So if I can get a conversation going, or if I can get us talking or get us laughing, then we have something to connect with and we can go from there and start off on a good foot. So it's not because I'm mean. It's not because I'm honest. It's not because I don't talk or I just give off bad vibes with my faces or anything like that. So we can check that box off. What is it? I'm not a planner at all. But we don't even get to the stages of trying to plan something, because whenever I try to get it together, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll let you know. And then it never happens. So I guess my question to all of you to think about and to ask if you're having that same situation is, what is it that people see when they meet us? Where it's like we're good enough to be friends in the moment, but outside of that moment, we're not good enough to befriend, right? So then the next thought I had was maybe I am reading the situation completely wrong. Maybe I'm picking up that this is real and it's going good and this is going to go somewhere where I want it to go, and it's not. Kind of like a guy on a date with a girl who thinks this is leading back to his apartment, and it's absolutely not. But for me, I think everything is going good, and I see that everything is going good, and we're having a great time, and it's like, okay, I'll call you, and then the other person is like, yeah, sure, but I don't have a phone on me right now to give you my number. So then I feel like I'm getting sent off, right? I have legitimately put a lot of thought into this subject. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot, because it happens all the time and it's so hard to make friends. And what I started to realize is I'm the person who is going to put in a genuine effort, and I don't really hold back in my feelings in that effort. So if I'm like appearing to be having fun or appearing to be legitimately liking you, then that's what it is. It's not that I'm pretending until I get to know you or anything like that. Like, that's just not who I am. I guess I could say I wear my emotions on my sleeve. But everybody doesn't do that. And I keep being attracted to these people who don't do that. And I keep trying to make friends with these people who don't do that. And not that you should, but I feel like a genuine effort from the start would be like the normal thing to do, right? But apparently it's not. So for me, I'm finding myself always going into these situations just like head on and attaching to this person who is not going to attach back to me. And so I'm thinking I'm building this friendship that I'm actually not building. And eventually I find that out. So how do you figure out if a person that you meet and that you're talking to and that you're getting to know is actually somebody that you're going to be friends with? In short, how do you test the friendship waters? Which is going to be a different answer for everybody, but for me, I figured out eventually. Stop putting in so much effort when you're not getting that effort in return. Okay, for example, I spent years in a one-sided friendship that was amazing when we were together, but when we were in our own separate parts of the world, I was holding that friendship together. I was the one that reached out. I was the one that coordinated things. I was the listener. I was the helper. I did everything from my side of the fence. But when it was time to reciprocate that from the other side of the fence, I didn't get any of that back. It took me years to figure out that's what was happening, but eventually I did, and I pulled back. Now, we rarely ever talk. And that was kind of the light bulb in my head. So now when I go into a situation where I'm potentially making a new friend, I don't do that. I'll give you an inch. And it's up to you to add an inch from your side. And if you don't, I'm out. What that has done is saved me so much emotionally, and it saved me so much time and effort. It's insane. People are really out here getting into friendships where they expect to be given everything and they don't ever feel like they need to give anything back. I'm not doing that no more, y'all. I hope y'all not doing that no more. And if you are, I hope you don't do that anymore after you listen to this podcast. Stop giving people all of yourself and they don't even give you part of themselves back. Like, that's crazy. That is way wild. And we do it so much so that you would be surprised how many relationships you are holding together around you and you don't even know it. Like, legitimately, start thinking about the people that you are around all the time, friends, even family, because it happens with family too, trust me. If every time y'all get together, it's because you put something together 9 times out of 10. If every time y'all talk, it's because you reached out 9 times out of 10. You are probably holding that friendship or that relationship together and you don't even realize it. What's worse about the whole situation is that it's tiring. It's exhausting. You feel like you have to hold these things together and you don't even consciously know that you're doing it. But if you stop, everything starts to fall apart. So then you feel like you got to start again. I think it was Will Smith that said it when I heard it. You are responsible for your own happiness. Or he put it, I am responsible for my own happiness, or however it goes. You are responsible for making yourself happy. And I think we're looking for our happiness in these other people because we're people pleasers, to an extent at least. We feel like if we're making other people happy, if we're there for other people and it's putting a smile on their faces, if we're there for other people and they're appreciative of us, then that's supposed to be enough for them to reciprocate everything that we're doing and we're just going to all live in this happy little bubble and everything is going to be great. That is not the case. You can't expect you from other people. I'll say that again, or you can play it again. You cannot expect you from other people. Just because I always want to see people happy, I don't want to argue, I don't want to fight, I just want to have fun, I just want to cook for people, I just want to have experiences with people, I just want to go on happy little adventures with people, doesn't mean that they have to do all those things for me, because maybe they don't want to. So I can't expect myself from other people and then get disappointed when I don't get it back. It's not fair to them and it's not fair to me. I am responsible for my own happiness. So for my happiness, I choose to put myself out there with new people, with new friends, potential friends at least. And I'm just who I am, but with boundaries. I won't give you 4 or 5 times to turn me down and to not be able to make time for me anymore before I pull back. And I realized, okay, this is not what I was hoping it was going to be, and that's okay. I'm not going to give you 4 or 5 times to ghost me anymore before I pull back and say, okay, they don't really want to hang out as much as I do, and that's okay. I finally decided, you know what? I'm matching energy. If you give me full energy, I'm giving you full energy. But if you don't, I'm just not. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Won't do it. I am always going to be a genuine person, but it's going to be to the people that are genuine with me. You have to genuinely want me there. You need to genuinely want to be around me. You need to genuinely want me happy and want to be part of that happiness. Because I am genuinely going to piece you out if I feel anything otherwise. I owed it to myself to create healthy boundaries. And you're going to do that too. And if anybody has something to say about it, tell them they can come see your internet bestie about it, because I'll set them straight for you, okay? One of the things that I always say is that life is too short. Too short for what? A lot of stuff. But for sure too short to let people play in your face. If they don't have genuine intentions for you and your relationship, you need to let them go. Break up with those friends because you don't need them. They are not contributing to your life in a positive way, obviously, because if it wasn't for you, y'all wouldn't be friends. So you need to let them go. You need to stop allowing people to have access to your safe spaces. Don't really want access to your safe spaces to contribute to it. They just want to take from it. That's not okay. And you need to stop allowing it to be okay. Time to break up. So while it may seem harder for me to make friends these days, that's not actually a bad thing. In fact, it's kind of a good thing. The boundaries that I set, the expectations that I have, I'm moving forward with those. So I know that when I make friends from this point on, when I make a real friend or friends plural, if I'm lucky, hey, it's going to be a genuine friendship, not a one-sided situationship. I'm not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. We're moving forward. We're doing better for ourselves. Thank you so much for rocking with me for this first episode. This has been so fun. I have had a blast. I hope you had fun listening. I can't wait to see you guys next week on Cookies, Couches, and Conversations. I'm out.